listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is 5 GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to 5 GMs Presents The Gate to the Old World.
I'm Adam. I will be your humble GM today. And to my right is...
Hi, I'm Tanlin. I definitely know my left from my right. Do not check me on that. I'm playing solo Greenway. Hello.
And I'm Jesse, and I'm playing Roland. And it's literally a 50-50 shot for right and left. So, just by chance.
Our guest?
Hi, I'm Sachi. I'm on someone's left and someone's right, and I'm playing Hiromi.
Absolutely.
Oh, hi, I'm Kim. I'm playing Kazuko, and I'm not gonna I won't get into this. We won't go for a while. Go ahead.
You guys, it's Tanner. It's a hostage situation. They're keeping me here. I can't get
it
out.
Do not
they're not letting
to
me get out. I'm playing Locke Zefferson for the show, but once I'm done with that, I think they're gonna kill me, you guys.
We are not gonna kill Tanner.
Well, we haven't officially offered Sachi the job yet, so we can't kill you until she says yes or no.
It's on mic. You guys heard that. Take the evidence. No. Take this to somebody who matters.
As someone who is a law school dropout, meaning she never got there, I don't think that'll hold up in court. So I think we're good.
No.
Yeah, perfect. No. Yeah, we're in a good place.
No.
So anyways, we kind of enter in on, I'd say, the waning day. You guys have traveled a bit. You dropped off our friend Nat at Pan Corbo after gathering the information needed. You found out that Raylosh Skur is at the Three Seas, where it is protected by multiple loci or loci, if you will. Loci are nanogram systems which are tied to a place, commonly a building, but some may cover a city district or similar space. So they are sort of like this nanogram kind of technology. And you know that the ones specifically in the Three Seas are a little more hostile, and the bravest spears will brave this place, attempting to gather unknown or forbidden or hidden knowledge. And it's a sign of great bravery. And beyond that, you guys are on your way there, trying to maybe figure out how to get in there without having to get caught by loci, because that could be dangerous.
You guys, this is my dream.
Pardon?
Like a nightmare dream, or like good, positive, yay?
This is a good, positive dream. And I just want you guys to know that most of you will probably die, but
huh? What?
I'll make sure I continue on to remember you and your sacrifice.
I think I am simply too fun, too pretty, too young to die here.
Youth,
you know, like those all
death.
Those words are on my resume. So I think I'll live.
Locke, you got a good head on your shoulders. I think you got a chance.
Yes.
You noticed the whole ambush thing? I think you got a chance. You ever thought about becoming a spear?
Can you become a spear? Is that how that works?
If
the captain is all right with me doing this, I could draw a glyph on the ship that would make all the machines not pay attention to us. But only if I'm allowed to.
I don't know. That feels dishonorable.
No, it's okay. As long as you make it pretty. That's like one stipulation.
That has to be pretty as the stipulation. I will point out to you guys, if you go by foot, it'll be faster to get there, but then you'll have to figure out a way to get across the Three Seas, like what's flanking it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you go the one way, which is a land bridge, which is not ideal. Or you can go the long way, which would take you kind of a roundabout way through the rivers. So it's really your guys' call. Obviously, you have a boat, through the rivers works. It just takes you longer. So I'm not sure what your guys' personal time frames are. I don't want to put that out.
I call land bridge. My vote's in land bridge.
I'm in love with you. The loci are like hardcore, and there's a lot of them there. So like, I would really appreciate you guys actually prepping for this and not trying to go in headstrong.
Yeah.
Obviously, you might go in headstrong.
Yeah.
But like, they need three injuries to die, and they only take disrupted one from anything that doesn't do shocking damage, which you would know. So I'm giving you guys that information to share with them.
Okay.
Anything that doesn't do shocked, they're like practically invincible.
You will need to keep Hiromi back from doing literally anything. Her entire temperament is to just go balls to the wall.
I mean, if it were up to me, I'd say we take the boat. With the glyphs, it just seems easier, but I'm not running this rodeo, so it doesn't matter to me.
Have you ever been to a rodeo?
I've heard of them, and they sound cool.
It's true. They are pretty cool.
They have to be real. I've heard of them once.
But yeah, I say boat. That's just my take.
My take is also, for once in my life, that actually hasn't been that much of a life. I agree with you, Locke, because, I mean, I like my boat. So, you know, I'm going to champion for my boat.
Do you want to risk it, though?
I'm pretty confident in my glyphs, Roland. I know we haven't worked together a lot, but I'm pretty good at what I do.
Adam, I have a question.
Yeah, what's your question?
Would I know what it's like to traverse, like, or, like, would I have some sort of, like, knowledge or something on traversing the three seas? Because would it be relatively difficult?
Yeah, so,
by foot.
So, specifically, the two of you have the most information on that, and it is difficult because the entirety of the three seas has pretty much rogue loci nanograms going around everywhere. So they had some kind of prerogative at some point, right? Imperative. They were made to do something. They now just exist there attempting to kind of still do that thing. Mm-hmm. So they are just rogue nano beings that exist in, like, a semblance of what once was their home and what once was purpose. So, like, it is always just a toss-up. Like, that's the whole thing, is that spears are canonically they traverse and they destroy, like, they you know, they don't really fuck with technology, and the bravest of the spears are the ones sneaking into this place, and they're sneaking, they're not fighting their way through,
right?
Place.
Okay,
so it is a difficult place to traverse, and it is a dangerous place to traverse.
Okay. Yeah, because I feel like if we go on foot, it's a little harder to try and sneak. Because I am not sneaky.
Fine, we can take the boat. I guess that's fine. Roland's going to go walk out to the edge of the boat and just look out.
You could, you know, go on foot if you want. You just would be alone. So that's...
No, it's fine. I guess we all decided on the boat, so we're a team, and this is a whole expedition.
Solo, you haven't given your opinion. Do you have opinions? And I'm going to, like, give, like puppy eyes. I'm like, please pick the boat, please pick the boat, please pick the boat, please pick the boat.
The boat makes the most sense.
Wow. Look at that. We're all in agreement. I'm so happy.
Solo, are you able to help Locke here with the glyphs?
Yeah. I have different ones, but we can make it work. I'll probably just put... I have glitch, which makes things seize for a turn if they look at it. Or discharge, which makes them unload their ammo safely.
Part of the glyphs, the glyph that I'm going to do, says that it ends if it detects a threat or hostile action, and discharging its weapons, probably a version of that, you know? So I think ignore is our best bet. We just also, we can't be seen because it will recognize, you know, object. I point to the boat, us, and I point to us. So we just can't be seen inside the boat. We have to hide when we're passing through.
So I have awful news. My boat isn't great in size. So we will just have to, I think, lie down on the floor.
Pull cloaks over.
We have cloaks. That'll help. We just need to, you know.
Yeah, I have my cloak, which has forms of the disregard glyph. I don't know if that helps me at all, but.
My cloak also helps hide.
Yeah, so I think we'll be fine.
Is there a way that we could, like, make something or have a shiny, perhaps, as like a, I don't know, like, make them look one way while we try to go the other?
There's literally a glyph that does that, but I didn't take it. I don't think Tanlin did either.
I can.
I'll also say, so the nanograms, there are ways to make other ones, like with the controllers. And so if you manage to get the components to make a controller, you can make your own nanogram controller and toss a nanogram out and get its attention.
Okay. Because that might be also another way we try to, an extra layer of trying to get through safely.
I mean, how long do we have? If we're taking the boat, which we are, how long does it take? How long is it going to take us to get there?
It's about a full day's
boat ride.
Boat ride, yeah.
Okay.
So you're, it's about nighttime right now. I would say around, like, late afternoon, you will be arriving there on the following day.
Well, I can work on the glyphs on the boat. And then once I'm done with that, I can help Solo if we want to try to make something that'll get their attention just in case. But I have to get this done first. But are we okay if I start? Because it takes a minute.
Yeah, it's fine.
Great. And then, Adam, I'm going to, how it works is I have to do a difficulty check. of quickness, study. So I'm going to do that.
Is Solo able to assist you in any way?
I don't think Tinlin should spend the spirit to help me, though, because that's how it works, right?
I think, yeah, you spend the spirit to add things to other
yeah,
things.
Like to, yeah, aid. I think that's how it works. Yeah. You shouldn't spend the spirit on this. This isn't worth it.
You're saying my boat isn't worth it?
I like your boat.
No, the boat's okay, I guess, but I'm just going to start drawing.
It's Solo, a boat.
If you want to help me, you can.
Yeah, sure.
And I start drawing.
So you spend your spirit to do it?
Yeah.
Well, I got it. I got one success and I needed one success.
You got one success?
Yeah. No. Yeah, so you successfully draw the glyph on there. Kind of, you know, it's a nice little protection ward practically.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone else want to do any prep or can we get there?
I could make a thing.
Yeah, we wanted to make the...
Yeah, because I can do complexity
said,
too.
The nano machines.
Oh, no, that's the glyph, a glyph thing if I want to put the attract glyph on something. And throw it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Then, yeah, you can do that.
That works well
as well. Yeah. I'll help you.
I got a crit success.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, not only are you able to do that, you're actually able to make a second one.
Now
with
I have
a critical
two.
Success. Yeah, you have two of those things. Wayfinder, Roland, can you do me the grandest of favors and can you roll me an insight?
I got it right on the dot, baby. Yeah.
Nice. And then I'll go ahead and our captain, can you roll me as well?
On an insight?
Yeah.
Hey, two sevens and my insight's an eight. Let's go.
Perfect. So
snake eyes.
You also get a momentum. You can add a momentum to your character sheet.
I'm so back.
You guys recognize. I think maybe it's because you're like heading the ship, and then you're a scout, right?
Sulking.
So, yeah, you're sulking, but you're
at
kind
the
of
front.
And mm-hmm. You guys are being tracked. You're not. You're not new to being tracked or tracking, and you don't see them, but you see the telltale signs of someone kind of tailing you guys. You guys do have the
like a person or like a machine.
You're not sure.
No, oh, okay.
Because you guys didn't get any critical successes, you just know for a fact you're being tracked by something.
All right. Well, let everyone know mm-hmm. that we're being followed.
I love just sitting with this information. It doesn't make me anxious whatsoever. This is great. I love this.
You don't know how far away they are?
No, they're just, you know, shadows and stuff. I got that feeling in my jigglies.
I lean over to Solo. I think I could do Roland's job better than
him. I'm really concerned about his jigglies. I don't really know what that means, and it's making me kind of uncomfortable to think
what
about.
What the fuck?
Well, I'm going to keep a lookout myself, Adam.
All right, go ahead and roll for me, please.
I would also like to keep a lookout. Is it insight?
Yeah. It's two successes.
Mushroom Captain, keep us steady, please.
That is a 1 and a 4. My insight is a 10.
Beautiful.
You are able to
pick up. You see the universe.
Yeah. There's for a moment, there's clarity, and you know you're being played by somebody.
No.
Yeah, no, so you have this moment of, I think maybe they slip up, and you... see what appears to be two thralls that had been tailing you, not the same ones, but two thralls, and they appear to be riding some kind of like mechanical being, like a robot. It's a robot. You can see that they're riding some kind of robot. It, from what you glimpse, like just color and like proportions, it appears to be some kind of like working mech, like a worker's mech, not like a battle mech or anything. But that is probably how they're able to keep pace with you guys.
Okay. I'll just quietly debrief that to the rest of the team then. I'm like, so it looks like we're being followed by two of those thralls on a mech. A worker's mech, not like a battle mech or anything, but that seems to be how they're getting around.
I have a bunch of rocks on a boat we could throw at them.
Okay.
I did pick them up because I thought they were pretty, but they're also pretty heavy as well. So they're multi-purpose rocks.
We love multi-purpose rocks.
I bet
rocks.
I could hit one of them.
Yeah, I think my two glyphs are scrawled on two of those rocks. Because I'm just like, I need thing. This will work.
My rocks!
Well, I did it earlier. You didn't see it. It's fine. It doesn't matter.
It's okay. It's just rocks. Don't worry about it.
Maybe if there's like a turn coming up, we can like take a quick turn, try to ambush them.
I could leave an attract rock behind to attract the thing to the thing, and it'll have to go to it.
That
I mean,
work.
If we're going a certain speed and they're tailing us, Maybe we could also go see a fuckers and do something to make them, like just to lose the tail, you know?
I comically look at the engine and then look at the camera and be like, shrug.
What do you mean? Fuck you, my child's completely fine.
I boosted the engine earlier.
You did?
Yeah. Is that important?
I think it was where you took rust off.
I did. I cleaned it. I made it normal. I did roll a crit.
Tell me about what did the crit do? How'd you fix it?
Well, first of all, it was rusty, so cleaned it up a little bit. And I said I boosted it. I think maybe I widened the output source,
okay,
and then maybe tuned up the input source. And just like, all
so
right,
go ahead and give me however you would go about doing it, like a tech roll, which you did earlier.
Yeah,
go ahead and give me that, and we'll see if you're actually able to get the engine to do what you attempted to make it do.
It's like, let me look at it. What is that over there?
An 8.
It's under my resolve, but not my tech.
So it is a general success. You are able to speed the boat up from the alteration. You're like, oh, wait. And you go and like flip something on it from the alterations you made. The boat is sped up, but it's
magical.
I wouldn't say it feels substantial enough to lose them entirely. So is there a secondary part to your plan?
I mean, I have a bow.
You want to put this rock on your bow and shoot it somewhere a little further away from us so that it has to go to it? Tie my glyph to the...
Yeah, that could work.
Yes. I like that idea.
I'm thinking about the specs of that. Glyphs, they have to look at it, right?
Yeah, they need to be able to see it. But we're on a river. We're not like an ocean, right?
True.
So you can just, as long as shoot on land within their view.
Within their view.
I like that it feels like we're just like chasing, like not chasing, we're playing toss or catch with like Adam. He's just like, oh, look at this shiny thing. Hey, go.
Shiny thing.
Probably just shoot a tree or something.
I'll just hand you one of mine. Make it work.
All right, I'm going to shoot a tree with this glyph.
All right, go ahead and give me a might attack.
Yep, I got an 8, and okay. My might's 11.
All right, yeah, so you successfully...
Oh, I got 2 successes.
Good job, Tamlin. yeah, so you're able to store one up as a momentum. As I said, you... And it hits. And how exactly does it trigger and like get the become a distraction?
So, like, it's a rock with like sparkly writing on it, because that's what the glyphs kind of are.
Right.
So I think like it shines just right, and what it does is it compels Mech to go near it. I think within a few meters.
Okay,
of it.
Yeah, it's like writing code into
yeah.
yeah
and it's like, oh, I gotta go that
like
way.
Auto downloading code. Yeah. No. So it like, and then you just straight that way,
yeah.
like rapidly.
Yeah.
And you kind of hear them like, whoa, what are you doing? And so you hear that occur, but it's not for long, as there's humans there, so they're going to destroy it. But you guys are able to get at least more of a jump on them and, like, away, and maybe even go down, like, a separate river path. And, yeah, you guys have managed to evade that small possible scuffle. The day winds down, turns to night. The next day starts. I don't know how we slept. Probably a little rough. It's a small boat.
Nah, I slept great.
Same.
Yeah, choppy waters.
I can sleep anyway.
But, whoa. But the next morning, I think you're all awoken by, hello, 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 it's a pleasure to meet you. And you see what is referred to as a nanogeist. So you would know them as nanogeists.
Yeah.
So they are nanotechnology that has sort of just been abandoned. And they typically can roam free, not all of them. They're not unlike what you guys are going to deal with, which are the lokis. But loki nanograms are explicitly in an area and have an explicit purpose.
Yeah. These guys just
nanogeists are like, they're like tech ghosts. They're remnants. And
I was gonna say, are they just sad, wandering, lost tech that has no purpose anymore? And
yes.
It's just, yeah, that's depressing.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, let's murder this thing, you guys.
You guys are going in a dangerous way.
Okay.
What are your specs, nanogeist?
Dangerous way.
Oh. Can I like study it to see where its like components are?
I want to do the same, Adam.
Okay.
I failed.
No.
Yeah.
I also failed.
Well, we got my murder stick.
Can I like try to like inside it to see if like it's just telling us?
Yes.
If that's why it's like going off?
I'm a third generation helper god.
None of us can roll.
So can I now roll to see if I can be its friend?
Of course.
Helper god. I'm a third generation helper god.
I'm going to start circling behind it.
I got a 2. Let's go.
Brilliant. Yeah. So, you know, I think like looking this thing up and down, one, it's not evil. Like it has no prerogative to harm you. And then with it referring to itself as a third generation helper geist, it is someone, it was made specifically as like a guide. They're helper guides and they help guide people through different areas. Originally pre-war, they help traverse places for travelers who hadn't been in other areas. They are virtual maps almost. They have a lot of the places downloaded and typically for wherever they were made to run, like to be, like whoever like was going in a certain area, they have maps pretty much in them of that area. So they have very detailed maps of any area they're going
to
be in.
Oh, he is friend-shaped. I'm going to turn to Kazuko and go, hey, where are we going again? What's on the deets, the map?
Danger this way!
We're headed towards the three C's, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're headed towards the three C's, so I think that's...
Can I do a sneak to, like, get into position to pounce on this thing?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm just talking to it like a normal human being.
Got a 2, so I got a critical success.
Okay, so you have disappeared from this thing's view.
Well,
there were 5 of you, and now there's 4 of you. Hello!
Huh?
What?
Where's Roland?
What? Yeah, where did he go? This is such a small boat.
Where is there to hide on your boat?
Can we see?
Off the boat.
He honestly rolled critical. He probably like...
I see.
Oh my God.
I will also say, some of you have cloaks that should hide you from this thing.
Mine does the same thing. As if we have the same cloak.
Anyway, so we have to get to the three C's. I'm turning and talking to the helper spirit tech dead thing.
The three C's is danger. Don't go to the three C's. Hello.
No. Hello. What if I said yes anyway? You're friend-shaped. You'll have to help me.
My prerogative is to guide.
Guide me there. Thank you.
No. Let's not do that.
Okay.
Just because it's loud. It's loud and we're going somewhere where there's things.
Wait, can I mute you? Can you be muted?
Yes. Activating muting protocol.
And you see its mouth moving, but it's not saying anything.
Can I just like... try and like tune it up real quick. Let me see if I can fix this. This is just me. Just,
yeah, you're trying to fix it.
Let me just get my fingers in.
So go ahead and give me another roll to see if you can figure out how it's being.
Yeah. Made. 2 successes, one of them is a crit.
Go ahead. Perfect with a crit. So you store up a success. A second thing. So with a crit, there, to your knowledge, were not third generation nano guides. Like those weren't. So nano guides came out later than other forms of like nano tech. So like there's things, obviously we've got like other nanograms. So obviously there's the loci nanogram. Those are tied to a building. Nano guides were updated and made, were one of the latter things made because specifically their whole point was to exist in transit and in travel, which is a lot harder to have something consistently. It's GPS phones. They're give or take. They fuck up here or there. We're not gonna hit GPS everywhere, no matter how good a certain phone is. So that's one of the troubles that existed. And so you would know that before the war, and now there's really been no work post war on nano guides. That third generation nano guides were never released. Like they were never made. You've read the handbooks. You've done the work.
Yeah.
You've never heard of anything of that capacity.
Weird.
Also. It's a small, kind of like almost all-terrain ball that rolls, and then it emits light that creates the nano being that you see ahead of you.
Wait, is this ball on my ship? How the fuck did that happen?
It is. It is on your ship.
Yeah. Can I switch off its like light component that like makes it project and it just is the ball?
Yes. And it's still muted.
Yeah. let me like dial it up a little.
Yeah, so it's just in your hand. Are you're attempting to like fix it, tune it up?
Yeah.
So there's a couple things.
Gotta get my flanges in it.
As you roll the critical, I'll give you a couple mm-hmm. of things here. So first off, it is more advanced than any nanogeist you've ever seen. Nanogeists aren't super uncommon. Like sometimes you go to like an old strip mall or kind of thing, and there's just like, "Hello, what would you like to order?" And you're like, "There's no food here." Yeah, like, and so its systems, even though they're old and gunky, are substantially more advanced mm-hmm. Than anything you've ever seen. On top of that, you can see that it has been updated recently. So there's typically like a small chip that is what keeps up the nano projection, which was a little glitchy, but specifically the information like segment of it has been updated recently. Mm.
Do you have records of the last people you've interacted with other than us?
It's just spinning around in your hand.
Can you talk?
Muting protocol deactivated. Yeah.
So you've tuned it up so it can talk relatively normal now.
Okay, cool.
Hello.
Hello.
Checking logs. Last record.
What's your like tag when you like adjust things? Like, do you just go by?
Like how like hackers have.
Yeah,
like,
do you go by solo or is it?
Yeah, like green soul, but yeah. like soul yeah. spelled like S-O-U-L. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Hello. Last known update. Free soul.
Free. So confused right now. Was that me or?
You just adjusted them.
That's it? Well, it looks like someone else touched you. Okay.
You hear a whisper from outside the boat going, "Can I murder it now?"
Who is talking? who is speaking right now?
So I can tell that it's got updated, mm-hmm. but it doesn't have records of that update. That's what I'm getting. Yes. Okay, cool. Just making sure. I'm like, what am I missing?
It's not impossible to wipe records. Yeah. But you can tell it was updated recently. And specifically when looking at it, I don't know how. Well, you roll a critical, so I'd say you probably spent maybe even 30 minutes on this. Like, you like took the chips out.
Yeah, them in, you guys are them. Like, what's going on? You, like,
there is a fully updated map system. So anything that was a nano guide, the maps would be from 200 plus mm-hmm. years ago because it's pre-war. This map, from what you can tell, is no more than a year old, if not soon, like more mm-hmm. recent. So its guiding systems have been updated. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Solo.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
Do you think you could check if it has like a tracking element?
Oh, yeah, sure. It probably does. Getting my little phalanges.
Yeah.
In there.
So as you're like still digging around in it, I guess you got a critical, you can kind of glean.
I'm enjoying
any
this.
It does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. Like they generally do. So whoever is like the owner or creator tends to know where they're at. A lot of times they were used by like tour guides. Like they're used as tour guides, right? So like sometimes a company would acquire a good chunk of them and send them out and things like that. So it's not unlikely for a thing like this to have a tracking system, but it's whether or not you know where it's going or something like that. Like where it's tracking mm-hmm. to.
Yeah. Can we reverse engineer this and find out who did that? You know, be like, "Oh, there's tracker here, but what are you pinging to?"
I see.
I used my brain for all of that thought, so I hope you're proud of me.
Powerful.
Yeah. That's a very good idea. I'm just kidding.
I just drive a boat, so.
No, yeah, if it has a tracking beacon, then it's pinging off of something, and something is watching it, and we can.
So you're going to attempt. So I will need a roll for that because yeah. you're attempting to do something else. So just upon a critical from earlier and looking at it, you recognize that it was updated by the like whoever did update it is very skilled at technology, like very skilled technology. And so you do know it's going to be difficult. I will tell you right now, you need 3 successes.
Well, I can use one of my own spirit pools to
get myself. Well, not I. Could I use my spirit pool to help you roll? Because I was being supportive with my idea.
I mean, I like that.
and add gay flavoring.
Okay.
Hand on shoulder.
I can't focus like that, actually.
Faints.
Can I also use one to, because I posited the tracking thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you get another one. Oh, God. Oh, God.
No, I rolled so bad.
Oh, no.
I only got one success.
Oh, no. Can I spend another spirit pool to make it gayer?
Sure.
It wouldn't fix it. There's no point. That's all they do, successes.
So we could use spirit to reroll. So we have one success right now. If you want to reroll more and try to shoot for more successes.
I will dump two spirit into this.
Okay.
Because I have a max of
seven.
So
reroll two more dice?
So.
Oh. That's really high.
You got this, Solo. I'm proud of you.
Another success, but then a fail.
You need one more success.
I need one more success.
Solo, I got this. And then Adam, I don't know how you want to do it mechanically, but I want to. Locke's going to check it out, but I want to like add to the roll.
So mechanically, you can express that to me how you would like.
I think like I'd like to roll one myself. You know what I mean? And then add it to the pool, if that makes sense. Is that cool? Cool. And I'll spend a spirit point to do it. Seven success.
Yay! We got three of them.
I was like, see, you didn't see this thing right here. And then I point out the thing.
She's too close to me.
I don't know. Anyways. I'm looking at another. I got distracted by a shiny light.
Should we
light
talk about this later?
Immediately
no.
After being supportive.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's middle of the episode. Our first ad this week comes from our friends over on Girls Run These Worlds for Roll for Luck.
So what is Roll for Luck? Roll for Luck is a table of Black storytellers, Black joy, and lots of Black chaos. As once said by one of our Roll for Luck players, Ava, who is a veteran at the table, Roll for Luck is a kitchen sink of chaos. Throw in some drama, toss in some laughs, and sprinkle in as many potential romantic plot lines as you can, and it'll make you consider the power of fate and luck, and how these two forces of nature dance together, with both players and DM being able to play off each other in cases of comedy and tragedy. So what are you waiting for? Check us out on every other Wednesday on Girls Run These Worlds Twitch channel at 8 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Girls Run These Worlds does some amazing things on their channel, so I highly recommend you go check out Roll for Luck. We'll have all of those links in our episode description. Our next ad this week comes from our friends over on Four is a Party.
Welcome to the realm of Abraya. Civilizations dot the realm, but only a select few have gathered enough power to become a kingdom.
So, do we know anything about, like, ancient civilizations that were in this mountain before?
I have 1.5 parents, and you're all of it.
That's okay. You don't have to get it. I do.
Help me remember.
Square my shoulders. Bump my shoulders.
Blue eyes. Roundish face. You know, very, very soft and approachable. Probably has a big old painted smile.
But that all changed after a giant magical crystal of unknown origin was found buried deep within the earth.
I'll do anything to get you back here with us.
You're under arrest for the suspicion of fraud.
Blazingly pale features, like this man has never seen the sun, and if he did, it probably wouldn't go well.
A cave floor gives out underneath you. You begin to fall. Everything starts out black.
Listen to Four is a Party. Out now on Spotify, Podbean, YouTube, and wherever else you listen to podcasts. Four is a Party is a new D&D actual play podcast, and they only have a handful of episodes out now, so I'd recommend you start listening to them while you can.
Before we get back to the episode, we want to say a big thank you to Modiphius for partnering us for this miniseries. As a reminder, we do have a giveaway going on our Twitter, at 5DimsInATrenchcoat, for the GM's Guide and the Player's Guide for Dreams and Machines. Head on over there to find out how to enter. It is open until September 27th. Alrighty, let's get back to the episode, shall we? Back to our regularly scheduled programming.
As you guys do that, the two of you specifically, you're a little more tech advanced. What exactly do you have, like a small wrist mount that's like kind of like a small, like almost like an iPhone on your arm? Like, how do you plug in and look at these things?
I have an obnoxious tool belt and I like to keep things hooked on my tool
belt. Perfect. So, it's almost like a little like processing computer.
Yeah.
It like pops open. It's like old timey laptop, like the thick, you know, like,
yeah.
And so you've plugged it in. As you come in and like you guys both sit down, you guys are like, it's encrypted. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to get through, and you start to solve it, right? Like you're like moving the sequences and kind of the coding the ways you need it to. You're manipulating it on your end and trying to reverse engineer to find out who did this and
yeah,
where
who
it's coming
it off.
And as you do, for a second, it like stops, like it kind of like you're like, oh, I got there, and then and there's an arrival of patterns on your screen. And it, I would say, is almost maze-like. So it is a black screen with like white lines and like juts going through it. Almost not unlike your tattoo mm-hmm. that your character
like
has.
A circuit board.
Yeah, like a like circuit board esque. And then all of the kind of like circuit board like lines, and come together, and it just says him. And then it pings. Like a location directly to your computer, like you see, like you've downloaded a location, mm-hmm. And then your computer starts to smoke.
Uh-oh.
as you see now, it's kind of had a
overload.
Yeah,
like
there was a purposeful firewall there meant to overheat whatever you're working on. You helped with the role. Can you guys? I'm trying to figure out what. How to do history in this? How
study?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do study from the two of you that were working directly on it.
So probably insight based, and then study is the skill.
Yeah.
Nope.
I got one success.
I didn't get any.
The sequencing of the pattern that you see would denote to you almost this like ghost story that you've heard before mm-hmm. about what the Pikmin societies refer to as the entity, whether it's a real being or a group of beings who like people who did hacking, and it was a technologically advanced individual or group of individuals that began to utilize tech and things thereof as their playthings, and was curious to a malevolent level. And it, like I said, this is a ghost story. Like it's not, it's like if you're like, you know, on a boat, like, and someone's like, dude, like, I think I saw something. And then, like, you look and you're like, dude, I read a book about the Kukui once. Like, you know, like,
yeah.
Monsters are real. Like, it's that kind of thing here.
I'll relay that, actually, all of that, and any context I have around it. I don't know if it's, like, a story we've all heard, but, yeah, I'll like, explain everything just in case, you know, to everybody.
Yeah, everyone can go ahead and give me the history of the study role now.
Ooh. I got a success.
I did not.
I got one success.
The only thing the group of you can come to a consensus on is, like, you've all kind of heard of that, is that there are stories that the entity caused the war 200 some years ago. Through actions of like hacking and leaking information and things like that, it led directly to the war.
I pull myself out of the water and be like, we gotta go kill that.
Yeah, you were like hiding.
What were you doing?
Whoa.
Are you not, you don't get all my stuff wet.
I start shaking myself off like a dog.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
But yeah, that is what you're able to glean from this little nanobot.
It fried my pewter.
Oh, well, so we could break it now, right?
What?
No, it's pretty, It's pretty cool.
We could use it as a map.
We got the information. We don't need it anymore.
But, like, we could use it to traverse more safely.
Can we?
Because it looks like it has updated information. I trust everything Solo just did.
Yeah, no, I trust what Solo did, but I don't trust the robot. It's going to lead us to, like, an ambush or something.
Well, no,
it's clearly a trap.
Here's the thing. We don't trust the robot, but we trust Solo, and so it cancels out, and now we're in a weird middle ground where we could just pick whatever we want to do. No,
Solo's the smartest of us, Roland. Solo's my buddy Solo, and I've, like, put an arm around. Solo is really cool, and anything she does is the best.
Look,
why are you touching me?
I take my hand arms off. I'm sorry,
Gross.
Solo.
I get we could use the information Solo downloaded, but we don't need the ball anymore.
My pooter's fried. I like
we could
keeping,
probably fix it.
Yeah, I could probably fix it. I like keeping tech. I like tech. I'm gonna keep it.
Okay, so we just gotta hope it's not gonna tell the entity we're coming.
The computer's dead.
But the ball's fine. Because it's communicating to the entity, isn't it? So the entity knows where it is.
I'm gonna find like a box on my boat. It's definitely, you know, like how it's like if you put it inside a steel box, it doesn't work anymore. It's definitely not a steel box. I'm gonna tell you that right now. It's just like a wooden crate, yeah. And I think Hanomi's just gonna take the ball. I assume like Solo's still holding it. I'm just gonna take that real quick, and I'm just gonna throw it in the box and put the box and close it and be like, okay.
I'll also say, so you looked into what was like how you were being watched. You could deactivate.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, I could turn it off. I'm not throwing it away.
And I just put it in this box. It's not a trash can box.
I think it'll still work in the. That was a good idea. That was a really good idea. I think the box isn't.
Oh, thank you. I thought no, the box. Wait, it's not a good idea.
Well, no,
the
no,
box
no, no, no.
Is a
well,
bad
it,
idea.
It's a great idea.
It's a good idea. It could be an even better idea.
Yeah, yeah. Let me just deactivate it first and then put it in the box.
Is my name the ball?
Would you like your name to be the ball?
My name is Nano Guide. That's what. Nano Guide.
Nano Guide.
That's a robot. It doesn't have ones.
Nano Guide, I'm going to call you the ball. You look like a ball right now.
The ball. Hello. I am the ball.
Love that.
New identity unlocked.
Fucking love tech. Okay.
We should hurry before we get to where we got to go.
Yeah. Got to roll for it.
Roll two, please. And you need one success for both.
I did not do it. Yeah.
You do have to roll the other one.
Yeah, so that first one was just to notice something.
Oh, yes.
You didn't
okay.
notice it. Next one.
I rolled even worse that time.
So you go in, attempt to deactivate it, and you think you've done it. Yeah, you did your job.
Yeah.
Here
you go.
See, I told you, Roland, my buddy Solo, smartest mechanic in the world, basically.
Okay. You could chill
it's
out.
It's a bit much.
Block. All right.
Sorry, Solo.
You're my friend.
Sorry.
Oh, man. All right, put it
hopefully
in the box.
Hopefully we're not making the same mistake literally 100,000 people did.
Hello, I'm the ball. Hello, I'm the ball.
And it's like rolling around.
I take out my spear.
That doesn't usually happen.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't think we should kill it now because we named it.
That is
the ball
hello,
isn't a name.
Hello, I have a name.
Okay, like, even though we need to quiet it because it's going, we're going somewhere where there are things and we're trying to be sneaky.
I can quiet it. Don't
quiet worry. It. Activate it. Muting protocol.
It's a good ball.
No,
is
it's
it
not.
Stop, has it stopped spinning?
I think this ball is my child now. I pick up the ball.
Oh, God. It activated muting protocol.
It's going to tell the entity.
I have a stubborn temperament. If a problem is faced because I refuse to change my approach, I gain growth, so...
So fuck you, yeah.
Is it gonna do that whole time?
Can you sleep, ball?
Unmuting. Muting protocol. Yes.
Activate sleep mode until further notice.
Activating sleep mode until further notice.
And then
it's
just...
sleep.
It's spinning and it just comes to a slow.
Is it sending a signal of any kind? Can you see?
Also, it's like this size.
Like a ping pong ball?
Like a ping pong ball, yeah.
Teeny tiny. Oh, yeah, I'm not even going to get it. I probably, like, Overkill had, like, a decent size, like, treasure chest box I put it in. So that's just even funnier now. I'm just going to grab it and be like, I want to hold it, and I'm just going to put it in one of my pockets. Okay, don't lose it. I like it.
You guys are magical.
All right.
The gays are magical. Listen, Hiromi said she liked the ball. I like the ball.
Sure. Can I see how close we are?
Yeah, how are you doing that?
I just want to look around and if we have the little, like, map thingy.
Your map or the updated map that...
Not in the ball. The map that we would have.
Okay. Yeah, you guys should actually be approaching it pretty soon. That whole ball ordeal took probably, like, past the original 30 minutes, probably a couple of hours, because you went and dug a little deeper. You guys discussed, like, the entity, right? And, you know, when you tell a scary story, it lasts, like, 20, 30 minutes. Like, well, I've heard this. I've heard that kind of thing. And so it's been a bit of time. It is approaching just past noon, so you know you're probably 2 hours out from arriving.
Okay.
My pooter's fried. I mean, I have, like, this weird flip phone you could have. Just pull out, like, a flip phone from, like, a pile of junk I have on my
Dude, that's boat. Actually really cool. Do you mind if I take this apart and use it?
Yeah, I found it in a ditch, like, a week ago, and it, like, the screen still turns on. So here you go.
Thank you. I immediately start taking it apart.
I probably have something really cool, too, that works just as well. And I start looking through my bag.
Hey, Locke, it's okay. You don't have to, like, show me up. It's okay. You can't. It's okay. You don't have to.
All right. Yeah. So what are you guys doing? You guys, are we ready to?
I'm sulking in the corner because Hiromi called me out and was right. You know what I mean?
For sure, yeah.
And I'm like, huh, yeah, no, whatever.
I'm not paying attention and just tinkering with my pooter.
I'm also pouting.
Oh my God. A lot of pouting. Are you all pouting?
A lot of pouting going on.
I'm not pouting.
You guys, you're keeping watch. And you give me the roll. Give me the insight.
Yeah. That is a 4 and a 7. Brilliant. On my inside is a 10.
All right, so you're able to store one. So there on the map you have, there's marks about where, like, it starts to get dangerous, like where you might end up running into a loci nanogram. And you should have a couple of miles to go, but you catch a glimpse of a loci nanogram that appears to be kind of mimicking, like they're nanograms, right? They're like holograms made of stuff, and it appears to be some kind of like big cat, and it's kind of weaving through the trees, and so it's this thing of like it's further than you anticipated.
Okay.
So, pretty much what I'm saying is that your plan needs to start now.
Yeah, I'm gonna go around then and be like, and I'm like crouching and like doing the little waddle over to everybody to try not to see over the boat so they don't see me, sort of thing. And just be like, hey.
Yeah.
Shh. Oh. We gotta start the plan now. There's a loci around here. And it's farther out than we planned. So we gotta start this now, okay?
Roland, you would know that they shouldn't be out this far. Even from, like, last year's, like big tests and people were going and stuff, they shouldn't be out this, like, this many couple of miles out from the sea. Like, the area you're going.
Like they could be tracking us?
No. Maybe. I don't know what you would think.
I think that they're probably... Are they coming? Are they coming at us?
They're not coming at us, but they're around the area. Like, they're just hanging out over here, right?
We're prepping for if they do come at us right now is, I think, the big thing. Because if this boat goes down,
we're out of
commish. I die.
Oh, no.
This boat is my life.
Why I look at the boat.
Sound... Be nice.
You know, he has no idea you're judging her boat. She's like, yeah, it's a great boat. I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, it's real sweet.
The shiitake gets the job done. Anyways, so yeah, I think we should start the sneak plan now because they're further out than we anticipated. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Okie dokie.
Yeah, so let's do the glyph stuff and then lay low.
Yeah, well, my attract glyph thing is...
Yeah.
In case
of emergency.
I do have a quick question for the team. So... The entity, right? We discussed it as like a ghost story. Like I said, it's how many of you guys as characters believe it? I just want to kind of get that temp check from you guys.
Yeah, Roland.
I figured you would 100% believe it.
I think Locke's like, there's something out there, but he's not like, he doesn't know what.
Right. I mean, like, that's the thing is sometimes like the talks are like, oh, like it was a group of people that did something, you know, like it's not, but there's some people who are like, it's this monster and it's the entity. And it,
I think they think both. It's like the people and there's an entity. Everything sucks, basically.
It's really good.
I think that Solo likes Tech and the thought that there is some entity that's sort of like,
mm-hmm. The evil concept. Yeah.
It's interesting to her. She might not believe it entirely that it's all bad, and maybe there's something else out there that's making it bad if it is. And that's kind of her thing.
Yeah, I feel like that would sort of be the reason why Kazuko's been doing what she's been doing. It makes a little bit more sense of, like, what is it and what's out there. Like I said, what the fuck is an Earth?
Yeah, I mean, remember, there's the Thrall people who went underground because, like, then there's, like, the Dark City who follow AIs or have followed AIs. Like, that's the, you know, it's a whole thing.
I think it's more curiosity than anything.
Yeah, no, absolutely. For sure. Just wanted to check on that. So you guys begin. You all pull cloaks over you and coast into the city. I'm going to do a single roll.
Okay.
You guys successfully coast into the Three Seas. You manage to pull into like a dock area. There are some of these things still around, and you do need to find Ray Loshsker.
Where do we start?
Where would we start?
And eventually I need to park the boat.
You do need to park the boat.
You
can do a study if you want, because you maybe have either been here or have know people who have been here.
Could I try also a study?
Yeah, of course.
I was gonna say Locke's been here before, I think, so would you mind?
Nope.
I'm a researcher and a people person.
Sounds good.
Can I study because we're on the water?
Sure.
I got one success.
I'm really absolutely focused. Not trying to fix my pooter.
Oh, I got a crit success.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Okay. So the two of you, Locke and Hiromi, are able to posit, like by looking at the map, that there are two areas in this city that could be like habitable, like able to live in, because those areas would pretty much be like non-nanotech areas. Like it's the type of the loci that you're looking at typically need to have like beacons, like that they're sending them out elsewhere, like a building that they're attached to. And so that kind of, it's almost like a triangular zone in two different spots on city that might not reflect as many. Like there might not be as many able to meet up at that point.
Got it.
So it's almost like a dead zone. It's like, it's small. Like, it's no more than, like, half a city block.
I ask to see the map.
Yeah, I'll give you the map.
And then I'm going to start drawing, and I'm going to ask, Hiromi, does this look right? And I'm going to draw, like, that, like, area, mm-hmm. like, the district, basically.
You know, normally I'd give you shit and say, no, fuck you. But, no, yeah, you did great.
Yeah, thanks.
I love it when my friends get along.
I'm gonna give it back to you. Here.
Thanks. So this is where do we want to start out of these two places?
We shouldn't split up. That's my opinion.
I agree. I don't want to split up with these thingies and around.
Can my boat get to either place? Like, is there a place my boat can get to and one it can't? Or are they both inaccessible via?
They're both inaccessible via boat. So you've gotten to, like, to the island practically, mm-hmm. but now you have to get off of the boat and go there.
Okay. Ugh, hate that. Wow.
Let's go, everyone. I'm excited.
Do we know what the terrain is like?
Yeah, it's a city.
Okay, cool.
I mean, it's like a crumbled city.
Yeah,
it's a city.
Yeah, okay.
Let's hit the closest one then.
That makes sense. Let me just tie up my boat. So get off.
Right.
Yeah, so you guys all hop off the boat and we quickly tie it up, and you begin on your way. You're heading to a particular district. How do you guys want to, like, get there? Do you want to, like, rush? Do you want to sneak? What's our...
We should sneak. I don't want to get shot.
I was going to say sneak, especially with the low...
I was going to say rush, well. So I lose that consensus.
I think you're getting ready to take off, and I'm like, Hiromi, what are you doing?
What? We're going this way, right? Like, that's what we're going?
We're not running there, though.
Hitomi, are you trying to get killed?
Who are we?
Roland, it's...
Dude, it's so fucking...
Roland, it is not Hitomi.
Boat captain?
I,
Can I trip Roland?
I'm going to go ahead a little bit.
Absolutely.
Just, and scout out the few meters ahead. Just stay behind me, and if I get shot, maybe run back to the boat. That's all.
Give me your sneak, good buddy.
I got one success.
Alrighty. You begin hearing. You need to be very successful consistently, as there are a bunch of these things. You're not automatically noticed, but I think that's your first hint of like, oh, and that's me saying you guys need two successes per.
Alright.
Yeah. You only need you only need to succeed twice, two times though. So you've got one. I'll let you get another one. Who wants to try to sneak next?
I'll sneak up.
I'm like, that's my boy. I could go.
I'll go too.
Right, everyone give me your sneak rolls. Yay. Yeah, everyone give me your sneak rolls.
Ooh, got crit.
Brilliant.
Ooh, I succeed on both, but one's a crit.
So I will let those of you that crit, you can either just not have to roll again, or you can aid one of your allies.
So I will say, got a 14 and 17 on the die.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I missed my quickness by, 2 points.
Okay, so you two can either be done with this challenge, or you can aid your allies and have another roll.
Solo, you go. You fix yourself.
All right, so you guys, I'll let you re-roll this one, you two, if they're okay. Giving you that. Yeah.
Both dice?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. One success.
One success.
All right, so everyone now has...
I hold their hand.
Yeah. Everyone now has one success. Gay flavoring hands were held.
Yeah.
We all need one more success. However, this one needs to be two successes. So you guys can amp it up however you need to. Two successes or at least one critical.
I'm going to use a spirit.
I am also going to use a spirit.
All right.
I'll use a spirit too.
So, hey, is this crossing an obstacle or moving through a difficult terrain?
No. You know what? It's crossing an obstacle. I'll give you that.
Cool. So can I be lowered to one success?
It can be lowered. Your success number can be lowered. So if your number is 10, it can go up to 11. So it's hard. It's easier for you to roll for.
Cool. I still only have one success, so I'm going to use one of my spirit pool to reroll.
Sounds good.
I got a natural 20 and then a success on the other one, so we're good.
You need two successes. Did you roll three dice or two dice?
I rolled three dice, so I'm okay. Back. So I'm good. I got the two.
Cool, cool, cool. So success, and I see.
I got my two successes.
You got two successes?
I only got one.
All right, so three of you break into an area that's pretty much a dead zone. Like, you see... like bits of light around the entirety of like this like run-down city, this run-down like technological like town, and it's like you're in the middle of LA or in the middle of like you see like skyscrapers and you see the lights kind of refracting, and then you hit an area and the lights are just on the outskirts of that area now. You guys, however, here, I'm gonna let you guys do speed rolls to attempt to get out of the way. If you fail these, you're going to get an attack made on you.
Bam, 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 bam. I got crit. Oh, I got a move. And my move.
All right, so you're able to dodge?
Nope.
Okay. It's okay, though. So the first one that attempted to make an attack on you that you managed to just jump out of the way of, its attack was a crit, but you don't get attacked because you jumped out of the way. You failed your jump, but they rolled worse on their attack, so I'll let you do an attack against, kind of like to defend yourself. I know you have low attack, low might.
Okay, then I'll try. It's a might, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I got one success.
Okay, it didn't get any successes.
Okay.
So you what do you do? Do you have a weapon at all, or what do you even do?
Oh, I have a crossbow, but it's close range, so I think I just get out.
Yeah, so you jump out of the way. I think maybe you grab a rock and chuck it at it.
Yeah.
And it causes a stun like moment as it like mm-hmm. And you see it has to re-apparate itself. The ones that are coming at you are these like twisting kind of like serpentine like fish headed serpents.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get their nanotech and they're and so I will now have you go ahead. You hit it, you threw a rock at it, and you dove out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
You're just in the outskirts of where it could be. You're inside with them. You're all just shy of being able to be attacked by these things. And you're into one of the clear zones. You just see them kind of just
yeah.
On the outside because they know you're right there.
Yeah.
How big was the zone?
Like I said, no more than like half a city block. So there's maybe three or four buildings in this area.
Yeah.
And pretty much the reason it's a dead zone is because the way like these things are projected, they can't get projected in. There's like buildings in the way practically.
Should we like cut a rug and dip?
So are we searching this place, or?
Yeah, we should probably start just clearing buildings, right? Like, checking each one, unless anybody, unless...
Staying away from the baddies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I roll an insight to see if there's any, like, a light on in any of these buildings that looks like, like any signs of life? One success.
You don't see anything. There's no footprints, though. Anything that would denote to you that someone's here.
All right. Then, yeah, clearing buildings, right?
Yeah.
Are you guys splitting up to do it, or are you going all in one?
We should check. Yeah, we should go together. I don't want to split up.
I like buddy systems.
It's okay. You're a coward anyway.
I'm going to go check the far one, and then I start running.
You go. Yeah. Can you roll me a d20, please?
Yeah. Can I follow him so he's not alone? Him? Yeah.
That boy's going to die.
I can't go alone.
Dude, solid 17, and my attitude gives me another growth because I did a stupid thing.
That's nice. Is anyone else going in a separate building? What's going on?
I'm going in a separate building. I was just an asshole that I'm walking away from being an asshole.
Alrighty. Can you also roll for me?
Just a general?
Yeah, a d20. Just a general roll.
Like two or just one d20?
Just one.
Okay. I hate that. A five?
Okay.
Okay. Great. Do I roll insight now for searching a thing?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Is anyone else going in separate ones?
I would probably follow Roland here.
I'll go in a separate one.
So 17, 5, and you two roll. Or just one of you pick who rolls it.
Okay.
19.
So you guys end up splitting up, even though it wasn't inherently
the
goal.
It was not the plan.
Like, kind of rushing towards your buildings. I think
I am.
Hiromi went to the closest building. You clear in. I think. Give me a quickness, please.
It's too bad that lock boy was starting to grow on me.
One success.
There's a pit trap. You stop yourself just before the pit trap as the door swings open and just drops.
Okay.
Simultaneously, as you open that, you guys open your door. Go ahead and roll for me.
I got a success. One success.
So you also stop yourself as instead of a pit trap, I think maybe you even like weave as something swings and it would have taking your head clean off. Like, I think it's like a pointed like log and it just swings down a bit. It's not huge, but it's enough that it would kill you. And then finally, Hiromi, you open up your door. And I'm not going to make you make a quickness roll. You take a step forward and you hear, "Do not move." And there's something pointed at the side of your head. And that's where we're going to end the session.
Bitch.
That's rough, man. Well, at least I won't be competing for Solo's friendship anymore. You know what I mean?
Apparently.
Like,
I'm not going for friendship, baby.
Dude.
Sweats.
Yeah. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Akira. Alrighty. Thank you guys for listening. This has been 5 GMs of the Trench Coat. I've been Adam, your GM. I've been having a great time. I hope everyone's enjoying themselves. And then on my right, closing.
Oh my God. Yeah. Hi, I'm Tanlin. I'll save my thing for the end
all right.
of it.
And I'm Jesse. I play Roland, Wayfinder.
Oh, yeah. I was playing solo. Sorry.
Hi, I'm Kim. I'm playing Kazuko.
Guys, I'm Tanner, and I play Lawhawk.
Wow. And Sachi, give us your little introduction and sign off and everything.
Oh, my God. Hi, my name's Sachi, and I played Hiromi. And do I talk about myself now?
Yeah, plug yourself.
What we're doing? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Show and tell, but
in
it's
Aries.
Me. I'm an Aries, Scorpio moon, and I am serious about that. But my socials are Versachico or other various forms of Versace across the interwebs. I'm not allowed brand uniformity. And I also am the creator and producer of Project Medusa TTRPG. Ta-da!
Amazing, awesome stuff. And if you like what we're doing here, you can go and find us over at 5 Gems in a Trench Coat on Instagram, TikTok, and
Threads.
And then 5 Gems Official, on X and Blue Sky. Beyond that, we do a bunch of other stuff. We do at Advanced Armory, ADAVNS, where we make 5e supplemental content. Kim and I do Amateur Dragon Highlander, where we play Commander and things like that. Tanner?
I do a Substack. It's called The Cute Out the World's About Writing. And then I do a webcomic called Wisteria Falls on Webtoon. You should check it out.
And Tanlin?
Hi, Tanlin, me. I do art for this lovely podcast and Adavan's Army and
Army.
Yeah. And I do other stuff also for other things a lot.
Slay.
Hit me up. Don't hit me up. Gremlin Frog Art, FROGGART. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you for listening. We'll see you another time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I can't believe I'm going to die.
Hello, hello. Thanks for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media, 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, at 5GMs Official on Twitter and Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5GMsinatrenchcoat.com. If you like this episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsinatrenchcoat. Thank you, and catch you in the next episode.